You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Hi and welcome. It is a Friday edition of the Gym Class at 3:04 here on KGYM 1600 ESPN, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes from the back porch in the southwest side, and happy to say Jaden back to back days. How are you? Is it? I got to ask you because I noticed you're wearing purple. Is there some color associated with Friday?
No.
Okay.
We're gonna, I'm not even on Tacho on Friday, so this is my free day.
Oh, well, should we name it Gym Class Purple Day?
Yeah, it's Purple Friday.
Purple Friday.
I like that.
I would normally, but I'm not going to this week because you are wearing the colors of the Baltimore Ravens, which...
I'm so sorry.
As a Kansas City Chiefs fan,
I can't do it.
I can't do it.
I know.
Of course, I have a black shirt on as well, so what am I talking about? I have no idea.
See, I also can't say that I want the Chiefs to win because I'm a Packers fan.
Why don't
one in the Midwest.
Why don't you want the Chiefs to win because you're a Packer fan?
I want them to win because of Taylor Swift, but when I think of all the Midwest teams, it's always been me and my cousin, Packers and Chiefs, and I'm like, oh, I want to support you, but I just can't.
Okay. All right. Well.
But Taylor Swift's going to be there, so I'll do it for her.
Very good. Whatever it takes. I don't know if Jason Kelsey's going to be there, and I don't know if he's going to have his shirt on or off.
I wish he would. He was the best.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun. 319-366-1600. That is a text line. That's a phone line as well. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in on the program here today from the Eakin Nutrition Studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And Mark joining us on this Friday. How you doing?
Doing good, Scott. Good afternoon to you and Jaden and everyone. And, you know, Jaden, the Bears bandwagon is still available, okay?
Oh, that hurts more. I don't know what hurts more, Chiefs or the Bears. The Vikings, actually.
Oh, none of the above, huh?
I will take my Packers.
All right. Well, that's fine. That's fine.
They got close. They got close.
They had a great year.
Mm-hmm.
They had a great year. Packer fans should not be upset with the way things went this year. So we got a lot to get to. We're going to talk about the National Football League, the AFC Championship, the NFC Championship. A lot of local ties involved with those games. We will do that. So we'll take a look ahead at college basketball. Big ones for both Iowa and Iowa State, especially the Cyclones. Anytime Kansas comes to town, that is the circus coming to town. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. Look back at, the women's basketball game last night, and it had nothing to do with Caitlin Clark. Well, not so much. Maybe a little. I don't know. Heck of a game last night between LSU and South Carolina. That and a whole lot more here as we come your way on a Friday edition of the program. Again, 319-366-1600. If you'd like to get in touch with us via the text line or the phone line as well, again, that is 319-366-1600. And keep you updated with the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard as well. We will do that coming up in just a little bit. And we've got a busy weekend, Mark. A busy, busy one as we determine Super Bowl 58. By the time Sunday night rolls around about 9:30, we will know who the Super Bowl combatants will be.
Yeah, sadly, only three games remaining in the NFL this year, but really two good ones, I think, and we're going to talk about them. We're going to pick them on the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 in the back half of the show. And I've been contemplating, Scott, I don't know about you, but and I know you're a Chiefs fan, so you're going to have some a bit of bias, but which Super Bowl matchup would we like to see the most?
Ooh, good question. Good question. Well, I am biased, so perhaps I should not answer said question. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think you can go wrong with anything, can you, of these four teams? Two number one seeds, two number three seeds. It's pretty, you're not going to get a dud any way you look at it.
Not really. I mean, as I look at the four possibilities, it's really interesting because all of them have great storylines and all of them have Iowa ties, basically. But if I had to choose, I don't know if I want to choose because Detroit is such a good story. And I don't know what's going to happen in the Baltimore-KC game. And San Francisco just kind of out there like, we're still hanging around. We're still one of the better teams in the league. Still got to beat us. So I don't – feet to fire, I don't know if I could pick one, Scott.
I don't either. You've got the 49ers, of course, with the Brock Purdy and George Kittle angle. As far as the state of Iowa is concerned, you've got the 49ers looking to win a World Championship for the first time in a while. The Detroit Lions, that would be a great story. Several ties to the state of Iowa as far as the Lions are concerned. The Chiefs, yeah, you can tie that in with Jack Cochran from just down the road, Highway 30 in nearby Mount Vernon. And for the Baltimore Ravens, of course, Tyler Linderbaum from Solon, among others, on that team. So there's going to be a local tie no matter what happens and no matter what outcome we will get with these games.
And that's always fun because in the past, of course, we've had Kurt Warner and Tim DeWitt and Diedrich Ward and others play in the Super Bowl. I'm going to miss somebody. Okay, don't hang me.
Don't text me.
Yeah, but you're quite right. I mean, more than that, Hawkeyes and Cyclones as well. You mentioned Baltimore with Geno Stone and Charlie Kolar, the tight end, and on and on and on. So whatever way it turns out, it's going to be fun and pretty good viewing and listening on Sunday.
Yeah, 7148 reminding us that Charlie Kolar is a member of the Baltimore Ravens, no doubt, very much so. Yeah, and we'll miss somebody who's on the practice squad or whatever the case may be. But Matt in Fairfax says Chiefs-Lions would be super fun, both with a ton to win. Chiefs with their dynasty and the Lions getting to their first ever Super Bowl. The Lions, one of a small handful that have never been to a Super Bowl in 57 years.
Yeah, and it's been a great story, whether it will continue. I don't know. It's a tall assignment going to San Francisco. I don't know if the 49ers are going to play as bad. They didn't play bad. They didn't play up to their capabilities last week. But there's injury questions in this game and the others. So, I don't know. It makes it difficult. But we're going to have to decide on the pick six here soon.
We will. And it is, I mean, you're going to have injuries at this time of the year no matter who you are. I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. These teams have played, 17 regular season games, one or two playoff games. Some of them have played a couple of preseason games. So you're around 20, 21 as far as games are concerned. That's tough to take for the body. We'll see. We'll see. And each team is going to have their own little injuries they are going to have to overcome. Can Lamar Jackson take Baltimore to a Super Bowl? Can Mahomes win on the road again as far as the championship game is concerned? Can Brock Purdy get the 49ers to a championship? I mean, I think it's almost a little bit over the top that, okay, can blank quarterback get their team to the top? I understand it is the most scrutinized position in sports is quarterback of any football team. But there's a lot of factors that go into it besides a quarterback.
Well, you're quite right, but that's the trigger man. That's who you need. You need a good quarterback, as you know. If you didn't have Patrick Mahomes, would the Chiefs be as good? And you can say that a lot about a lot of teams, but to me, I mean, you look at the four quarterbacks, you got three former first-round draft picks and then Brock Purdy. An interesting dynamic there. The guy is really under the radar is Jared Goff, the Detroit quarterback, who was the number one overall pick. He kind of had some rough spots out on the West Coast, but he has re-energized the Detroit team that has a lot of weapons. Think about it. Can match up with almost anybody. Wide receivers, tight ends, running backs. And Goff is at the trigger there. So is he going to be the catalyst?
We'll find out. What would you like to see as far as your Super Bowl matchup is concerned? 319-366-1600. Let us know out there on the text line. And I'm a little worried. I was last week about the Detroit secondary. I thought they did better last week. Now, they got a pass rush on Baker Mayfield, so that certainly helped. They will need to get some semblance of a pass rush against Brock Purdy. Is Deebo Samuel going to be in the game? If he is, that's going to help out the 49ers. If not, then that takes a big weapon away. It sounds like Samuel is going to go. It sounds like he is going to make a play for things. So we shall see. What would you like to see? 319-366-1600. And should mention as well, Mark, in the grand scheme of football, not so much professional football, but college football, no offensive coordinator as of yet for the Iowa Hawkeyes, but by golly, the old rumor mill is a churning as we speak. And there's a new name associated with the rumor mill. And I defy anyone to tell me 1 week ago who the Duke University Blue Devils offensive football coordinator was. Everybody knows now, though, Mark.
Yeah, because David Johns was in Iowa City today, apparently, having a little coffee with Kirk Ferentz, picture captured there. Apparently, that was Johns in the photo. And then on campus for an interview, apparently. But this guy, unless I missed it, was not even on a long list of possibilities, let alone a short list. It was always Crist and Philbin and Budenmeyer, and maybe it'll go in that direction. It won't be Crist, I know that. But, yeah, he's the latest hot name. No news right now. We're into the end of January, the fourth week of January. And Kirk Ferentz kind of taking his time and trying to get this thing right. And I don't blame him.
Kevin Johns is the Kevin Johns. He was the offensive coordinator for several seasons and the quarterback's coach for the Memphis Tigers. Maybe we should get Alex on the phone and see if he likes this guy. I don't know. If this is the hire, we're calling Alex. We'll do that. He joined Duke for the 2022 season. Now, keep in mind, he had Riley Leonard, an all-ACC quarterback. That was his guy that he was mentoring over the last couple of years. So you look really good when you have a good quarterback, and he had a good quarterback. Duke football's back on the map, certainly. This guy is kind of flying in under the radar a little bit, coming from the outside. I guess where there's smoke, there's a little fire on this. I can't imagine that Johns was just in Iowa City. Hey, Kirk, I'm going to be here. You want to go grab some breakfast? I mean, there's got to be a little bit of something to do with this, correct?
Well, there's got to be some interest at a minimum. But the thing about Johns, he's been in the Big Ten. He's an assistant at Indiana and Northwestern. And he's kind of bounced around the last 12, 15 years. I think he's had 8 or 9 different jobs. Whether that tells you something about he's a wanted man or he just a guy that bounces around. I don't know. But, you know, I can't form an opinion as he's going to be a game changer for the Hawkeyes, whether he's even going to be the guy. It's not the only person that I'm sure Kirk Ferentz has talked to.
No, and there's all – listen, and I got to preface this by saying, Mark, I was never more disgusted at Twitter than I was last night. In fact, I just stopped. I just said that I've had enough. There was so much bickering and arguing on Twitter last night between fan bases that I just could not take it anymore and just decided to shut her down. And not the whole thing, but just for the night and for a while, other than what I have to do. And, you know, everyone has got an opinion about this now that, oh, this is going to be half the people are saying that this is a great possible hire. The other half are saying, oh, it's just going to be a yes man for Kirk and what he wants to run as far as the offense is concerned. None of us know. None of us know he's going to even be the offensive coordinator, let alone what he's going to be able to do and not do with this Iowa offense, if indeed he is named the coordinator for the Hawkeye football team. It's just, it's the latest edition of rampant speculation at this point.
I'm with you a lot on Twitter, and I think it's more societal than it is just in sports. I think we see it in a lot of sports because we're involved. We have a daily sports talk show. We follow it intensely. And then we get these comments that get in the way of what we really want to read about. But it's true. I mean, politics, legislatures, what have you.
DCI. And
everybody thinks they have the answer. And by God, if you disagree with them, you're an outcast type thing. So I just try to avoid it and kind of laugh from time to time at some of the things that are being posted out there.
319-366-1600. That's why Cajun Troy says she's never done social media. Just text, email, and call people.
Good for you, girl.
1345. Sorry, Scott. Niners, Ravens. That's fine. You can have your opinion. You know what? Getting to the AFC Championship game yet again this year for the Chiefs, you are never going to be unhappy. You're going to be disappointed that you don't get to the Super Bowl, but you're never going to be unhappy. Let's put it that way. Our friend Tyler, Mark, is a lifelong Lions fan, even through the bad years. I can relate to you, Tyler, because being a lifelong Chiefs fan, I put up with about 45 years of garbage. And, yeah, the Lions have been through that as well, hoping they win. But if the Niners get to Goff, it's going to be tough. He's not mobile, so if he's pressured, it could be ugly. So, yeah, he says he'll go with Chiefs-Lions to make me happy. That would, wouldn't it be apropos that the first game of the NFL season was Lions-Chiefs and the last game could be Lions-Chiefs?
I wouldn't be disappointed at all.
We'll see if Mark Andrews can play tomorrow as well for Baltimore or Sunday.
If the number hits my square, I don't care.
Uh-oh. Well, there you go. 319-366-1600 at 323. We will get you an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update coming up here in just a little bit. Let's talk a little college hoops, and we've got Iowa State and Kansas coming up tomorrow at 11:30 with the pregame, 12:30 with the tip-off from Hilton Coliseum in Ames. And a big reminder again, a big thanks to Lisa Nolan, the LisaNolanRealtor.com. That is her website, and she is the sponsor for Iowa State football and men's and women's basketball right here on 1600 ESPN. And it is a huge one for the Cyclones coming up tomorrow as the Kansas Jayhawks roll into town. I am, like I said, I have not checked social media, but I would imagine that they're already camping out outside Hilton Coliseum.
Well, that's typically what happens, and it's going to be a tough assignment for both teams, I think. I think, what is it, a 12:30 tip, something like that, fairly early. Iowa State favored by 3.5 points. In this game, and it's really a kind of a muddled mess in the Big 12 right now. Texas Tech leading I think at 4-1, and then you have six teams with two losses, five of them at 4-2, like Iowa State, and then Baylor at 3-2. So I guess Iowa State and Kansas both in that 4-2 category, maybe a little separation. Can you imagine Kansas having three losses before February in the league?
It's happened before, and they've come back to win the league.
Yeah.
So it's not unprecedented, but, I mean, we'll see. We shall see. But I like Iowa State tomorrow, Mark. I think they're going to come through in a big way. I think that crowd is going to be amazing at Hilton, and I think the Cyclones, I think it's going to be their day.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a heck of a game. And I don't know which way it will go. As long as Iowa State continues to bring the defense, it's got good depth, you know, that has shown in recent games. So Iowa State very well equipped to pull it off.
Speaking of the Cyclone, Cyclone Tim says they had, he is on social media, and he speculates all the time. Oh, very much so. Very, very much so. Hawkeyes will go to Ann Arbor to take on the Michigan Wolverines tomorrow. And, oh, you talk about a game, Mark, I have no idea what to expect in. That is Iowa, Michigan tomorrow at 4 o'clock from the Chrysler Center on FS1.
Yeah. You and me both in Iowa City. It was a 90-80 Michigan win and 55-5 double nickels, second half points for Michigan in that game. It was an awful game for Iowa. And Terrace Reed never had a better game for Michigan, 19 points. And as I look back, that was kind of before Owen Freeman began to assert himself.
Correct.
Come to the fore. Cricky and Perkins had good games against Michigan, but Freeman didn't do much. Maybe it'll be different this time against Reed.
Michigan dead last in the Big Ten, 2-6. 2-6 in the league, and 7-12 overall. It has been a long time since the Maize and Blue have been in that situation. Yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes. 319-366-1600. Mark, it is a great day when we hear from one of our favorites, and that is Cajun Troy. How you doing? Is Troy there? Whoop, hello.
Well, I'm not a Cajun. I'm an Iowan.
Oh, you're a different Troy. This is not Cajun Troy. I thought this was Cajun Troy.
It was such an introduction. I could never live up to that billing.
Well, Troy, do you want a moniker so we can, you know, introduce you better the next time?
This is fine, and I don't want something infamous to stick. So Michigan Athletics is going to be busy, that's for sure, in the near future. But I had a question for Mark. I'm working odd hours, so I don't get a chance to call in all the time. Just in general, from his journalistic background, what they did with the Caitlin Clark video to use a different angle and slow motion, and then people create a narrative that she flopped. I think that's unfair. I don't think that's right. But I think that's kind of the world we live in with social media, and you see it done in politics all the time. So I just wanted to get his thoughts on that.
A good question.
Yeah, it's so much different than, you know, in days gone by. It's almost like a Zapruder film anymore. Zapruder, I'm sorry. And, you know, you have different angles, different speeds, different this, different that. And the fact that Caitlin Clark's arms kind of flailed, I think, contributed to some people's opinion that she might have flopped. I mean, she got nailed. She got nailed in my mind. And like a lot of things, people are going to believe what they believe and believe what they see. And, you know, these were largely amateur videos being taken, camera phones, whatnot. So I don't know. Those that like Caitlin Clark are going to cast her in a different light than those that don't.
It's too bad it comes down to that, because the objectivity component of it, there doesn't seem to be. People have a narrative. They want stuff to support it, seems like.
And yeah. Yeah, you're right. And they will, and not only in this case, but in basically everything else in life, if you want to make something one way, it's going to end up that way, whether it's a poll or what have you. I mean, it's just the way of the world right now.
Great point, but it's kind of disappointing. But I wanted to get your take from being a journalist all these years. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Troy.
Thank you very much.
You bet. 319-366-1600. And Matt, the Michigan fan, weighing in. Michigan is not worth a damn right now. Hawks by a million, but as always, go blue. Hey, you still have the football championship out there. How you doing, Jaden?
I'm doing good.
What's up?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you had something to throw into the conversation here.
No.
With your Baltimore Ravens ensemble.
I didn't mean to. I just like purple.
That's okay. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I will say, I told Spencer this, I have met the Ravens by accident once.
You met the Ravens?
Yeah, the team.
Okay.
Because I was staying at the same hotel as them.
Oh.
And like when I went to Baltimore for a pageant, and then they were all in the lobby, and I was like, hello, Baltimore Ravens. Like, I didn't know anything about them at the time.
And you were wearing your purple.
I was wearing purple.
There you go.
My sash was purple, so they liked it. I do remember that. I did meet the Ravens.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. We need to get to an Emels Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. Brought to you by Emels on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot. And they're open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. And you can check out their terrific menu online at emelshideaway.com. What do we got today?
Well, speaking of Caitlin Clark, and not to infringe on Spencer's collector's corner, but last night a bidder spent $78,000 on a Caitlin Clark 2022 rare one-of-a-kind Bowman card. That is now second behind Serena Williams in terms of cards sold of women's athletes. Serena Williams, 266,000. Novak Djokovic has been knocked out of the Australian Open. The 10-time champion lost in the semifinals to Italian Jannik Sinner. The National Wrestling Coaches Association Division III wrestling polls are out. Warburg has ascended to number one in the dual meet rankings. It still is number two behind Augsburg in the tournament rankings. Co is number five in the dual meet rankings. In the NBA, former Iowa State star Tyrese Halliburton has made the Eastern Conference All-Star starting team. He is currently on the shelf right now with a hamstring injury for the Indiana Pacers. And ongoing right now, more than 1,600 girls are trying to get to the state wrestling tournament at regionals across the state. Most of them, as I check, are into the finals and consolation rounds. But 4 years ago, there were only 400 girls involved in the sport. Now it's 1,600 vying for state berths.
Crazy. And best of luck to all of those athletes as they try to get to the state tournament next week at Extreme Arena down in Coralville. As we'll have that going on Thursday and Friday, and then the state duels, that state tournament, will be on Saturday. Ongoing, the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. Steven Yeager, the German, on top at 14 under par. Thomas Dietrich is in second at 12 under par. So you're up to date on everything in the world of sports. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk about last night's big women's basketball game when we come back here in the Gym Class on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Showers will continue to move out of the area throughout our day today, but we will be left with some fairly cloudy conditions with highs into the mid-30s. As we head overnight tonight, temperatures dropping back in those lower 30s. Some patchy fog may develop once again, but overall, as we head towards the weekend, things look to stay significantly quieter out there. After the fog clears out, we'll still be left with some fairly cloudy conditions throughout our day for Saturday. Highs will be into the middle 30s. With Sunday looking like a bit of a repeat with highs in the middle 30s. However, the upcoming work week looks to be a little bit warmer going ahead. I'm meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that was a check of your latest Iowa's News Now with a first forecast.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, or just need someone to listen, 988 provides a direct connection to free, confidential, and compassionate support. When you call, text, or chat 988, you'll be quickly connected to trained crisis counselors who will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to additional resources if needed. There is hope. You are not alone. For 24/7 support, call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org.
Scott Unash for your neighborhood Quick Star. You know, it'd be a great way to start your weekend and make you a hero at home. And that would be to stop by your neighborhood Quick Star and pick up one, two, three, four, five, even more of their delicious take-home meals. They have low prices each and every day on their delicious take-home meals with prices starting as low as $5. Now, these meals, they are prepared in the Quick Star kitchens, and they are fantastic. You can choose from beef stroganoff, chicken bacon mac and cheese, fettuccine alfredo with grilled chicken, as well as spaghetti and meatballs and spicy chicken penne. You will be a hero on your way home, and if you get your weekend off to a great start, and do so by taking home some of the great Quick Star take-home meals from your neighborhood Quick Star.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, June 13th, Alliant Energy Powerhouse. Tickets available at creventslive.com. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
3:36 back with you here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class on 1600 ESPN. Scott, Mark with you. Jaden on the other side of the glass here today. And we will have the panel get together for the latest edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. We'll do that in a couple of minutes. But Mark, I got to say, I tuned in for all 40 minutes last night of LSU South Carolina women's basketball. And it was a happening, a full house, and from it, that thing had everything. It had a comeback by the unbeaten South Carolina Gamecocks. It had the one and only Kim Mulkey. Apparently now can be bought as a as a corporate sponsor for a beverage company. It was a fun night. It was a great game. And, like I said, it had a little of everything.
Yeah, I could have done without an hour pregame show. I'm not sure why that was the case for this particular game. The game lived up to the hype, I suppose. Number one, South Carolina coming away with a 6-point victory over LSU after trailing most of the game. South Carolina, very resilient. And it didn't help LSU that Angel Reese fouled out with 4 minutes left. In fact, it hurt greatly. But LSU is an outstanding team. It has lost three times, I think. Haley Van Lith is a tremendous guard for LSU. But South Carolina, Dawn Staley just never seemed to get too excited. South Carolina head coach and seemed to have a lot of confidence that eventually her team would pull that thing out, and it did.
It did. It looked like it was going to be LSU's game for a long time, but when Angel Reese fouled out, that was the end. They just did not have the inside ability to stop South Carolina. That freshman guard for LSU is tremendous, tremendous player. There was a lot of firepower on that floor last night, and it was just a fun game to watch in that atmosphere last night. Did you see Dawn Staley afterwards, though? They asked if she was had a good time, if the crowd got on her, and she said something to the effect that, you know, no, I thought it was a great atmosphere. They were calling me boo.
Yeah.
Last night.
There, yeah. Pretty good sense of humor, but
yeah,
those teams looked like they were in almost a different category to me.
Two things. 1900 says that game was a circus last night. It was a circus, complete with the ringmaster out there, who was on the court again more than she was off the court, but whatever, that's the way it is. Men's coaches do it as well. I couldn't get over the sponsorship placement on the jacket for Kim Mulkey, and Van Lith's dad needs to settle down and have a little decaf as well.
You didn't like that running up and down the aisles, huh?
I did not like the running up and down of the aisles. And if I was on that aisle and he was blocking my view, I would let him know that in no uncertain terms that he needs to go sit down. What's that say? What's that say to his daughter? I mean, that's just bad. That's just bad. Nothing good is going to come of that.
Well, his daughter better not be paying attention to her parents during a game, I suppose. But
oh, I bet she can hear him.
He became one of the spectacles in the game. There's no doubt about it. And excitable guy.
She's probably been hearing his voice since she was 9 years old.
Yeah.
In the background. Oh, man. But a fun game. Circus atmosphere, but a fun, fun game last night as South Carolina will stay number one unless something happens crazy over this weekend. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back. The panel will get together, and we will have this week's edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick Six. Back with that when we return here on the Gym Class for a Friday on 1600 ESPN.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. That's 2,000 children every single day. It's a heart-wrenching reality that we can no longer ignore. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted vehicle, running or not. Call 1-800-294-0222. We guarantee that you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast, free pickup with 24-hour response. Call 1-800-294-0222. Find the Children provides crucial resources to help find missing children and educational materials to teach kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs have a proven track record of reuniting kids with their families. It's time to act. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Help us build a world where every child is safe. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-294-0222. Together, we can bring these kids home safely. This advertisement was paid for in partnership with Cars R Us and Find the Children.
We are back. It is 3:42 on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Jaden on the other side of the glass. Spencer Wagons joining us here in studio. Notice Jaden's purple and black.
Yeah.
It's just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence.
I don't think she meant it as a troll.
No, she did.
Did she? No. Okay.
She did not. She's a sweetheart. She wouldn't do that to me. We've got Dave Alec on the line with us as well for the Emil's Hideaway Pick Six. Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys.
Good to talk to you. Mark, I'm going to hand things over to you and get ready for game number one.
Sounds good. A couple games to pick and four prop bets because it's that time of year. But I happened to squeeze out a victory last week, so I will go ahead and pick first. And the first option is Kansas City at Baltimore, the Chiefs getting 3.5 points. I think Baltimore, super impressive against Houston. Lamar Jackson probably put some things to rest in terms of his in terms of doubt in his performance in the postseason. But I just have a feeling the Chiefs are going to not only hang around, maybe win this game. First time they have to go on the road in the playoffs in a long time ever. You tell me, Scott.
Well, they did last week after first championship game.
For the conference championship game, it's the first time.
Correct.
Kansas City for me. Dave.
The line in this game has moved to 4, and the number probably should be closer to a touchdown, but Patrick Mahomes keeps this number lower. Look for Lamar Jackson to play well in this game. He has thrown for the most yards this year in his career. His yards per attempt and passing attempts are his highest ever, and his interception percentage is tied for the lowest. This will be the first contest between these quarterbacks where Jackson has the better skilled players, the better downfield passing game, and the better team to come from behind. Give me the Ravens to win and cover.
Spencer.
Baltimore Ravens this year 6-0 against teams that enter the game at least 3 games above 500. The Chiefs are 11-6. That's 3 games above 500. I say Baltimore goes to 7-0, and they're on to the Super Bowl. So give me the Ravens.
Do we need to even go through this little charade?
See, the reason you're making fun of Jaden is because you like her purple and black. You're picking the Ravens, right?
No, I'm not. Truthfully, I'm going to take the Chiefs. I'll take the 3.5. But truthfully, over the years with Lamar Jackson, and I'm not saying it's going to happen and stay this way for this weekend, the Chiefs have had a lot of success against him, keeping him in the pocket, making him a quarterback, a downfield guy, and not letting him run. And that has helped the Chiefs in the past. Fingers crossed it does it again. I'll take the Chiefs.
All right, we're split on that particular pick. Pick 2, and Dave, you're up first. It's one of the prop bets. Patrick Mahomes, total passing yards, over or under 242.5 yards.
The Kansas City offense is the worst of the remaining four teams at just 22 points per game, ranking 14th in the NFL. Baltimore's number 2. And nearly 29 points a game. The Ravens have the number 1 scoring defense, giving up 16 points per game. Give me the under on Mahomes' passing yards.
Spencer.
Yeah, I'm going to take the under as well. The Ravens' defense is too good. The Chiefs' receivers have been underwhelming, except for last week when they finally decided to catch footballs. But I've also seen the weather is not going to be too conducive, at least in the passing game. There's a pretty good chance of rain, at least for a part of the game. So I'll go with the under for Patrick Mahomes.
Scott?
In the spirit of having to catch up, I'm going to have to go over this one. I'm still quite a ways behind for the overall season total. So I will go over.
I think your magic number has been eliminated, Scott.
Whoa. I want proof of this.
I agree.
I don't know. You can make the argument Kansas City's going to be behind. Mahomes is going to have to throw. Kansas City's receivers make me nervous. It only takes a couple big ones to bust loose. I'm going to go over as well. And I'm scared because I have 2 picks like Scott's.
Hey, I tied you last week.
Yes, you did. Our pick 3, and Spencer, you're up first. Lamar Jackson, total rushing yards in this game, over or under, 64.5 yards.
Yeah, 100 yards rushing for him last week against the Houston defense. I think the Chiefs defense a little bit better than Houston's. Again, with the weather playing a role in this, I think it favors the Ravens' rush game as a whole. I don't think he gets to 100, but I think he does go over 64.5, so I will take Lamar in the over.
Scott?
In order for the Chiefs to win this game, Lamar can't run, so that's pretty simple. So I picked the Chiefs, so I have to pick Lamar going under, and I will do that.
I think he's a terrific talent who's going to get out there on the RPOs and crack off a 20 or 30 yarder at least a couple times. So I'll go over on this as well. Dave.
Lamar Jackson stays more in the pocket with his passing game this year, not having to run as much. Give me the under on Jackson's rushing yards.
Under, huh?
Yep.
Okay, pick 4, and Scott, you're up first. It is the second conference championship game to be played on Sunday. Detroit at San Francisco, and the Lions getting 7 points.
Yeah, it's a lot of points in a situation like this. And reasons to root for both of these teams. And I think it's going to end up a close game. I'm not sure they're going to win, but I will take those 7 points, and I will roll with the Detroit Lions.
Well, guys, the big X factor, I don't have to tell you, is Deebo Samuel. And while he appears to be in shape to play, is he going to play 50 snaps or 25 snaps? And how effective is he going to be for Brock Purdy? That's a big thing because he gets a lot of yards after the catch. San Francisco has other weapons, obviously. But I think Detroit can match up in that regard, as I said earlier, in tight ends, wide receivers, running backs, and whatnot. So I'm going to go ahead and take Detroit here and give me the 7. Dave.
Detroit was favored in 16 of their regular season games this year and went 10-4 against the spread. Their only ATS loss was to the Ravens in week 17, in a 38-6 loss. The 49ers are number 3 in scoring offense, averaging almost 29 points a game while allowing 17.7 points per game. The Lions' defense has been suspect at times, giving up 23 points a game. Their offense has been able to keep them in almost every game as the number 5 scoring offense in the NFL at better than 27 points a game. So I'm going to take the Lions and the points to cover.
Ooh, Spencer.
Spencer has a 2-game lead in the season, by the way.
And I ain't blowing this. I'm going to go on an island. I find it hard to believe the Niners are going to look rusty 2 weeks in a row, as much as I think Detroit is going to put up a fight. I think the Niners win this one, let's say, by 10 points. So give me San Francisco. I'll take the island pick. Why not?
Okay, pick 5, and I am back in the leadoff position. Another prop bet, Brock Purdy, total passing yards in that particular game against Detroit, 274.5. And once again, Deebo Samuel comes into play in my mind. But I think Purdy has enough weapons, and I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. So I'm going to go over here. Dave.
I am going under on Brock Purdy's passing yards.
He's going to bust his shoulder in the first quarter, Dave?
Oh, no. That happened last year. It wasn't the shoulder.
Elbow.
Spencer.
You know what? Samuel's going to play, it sounds like. He does more for the offense than I think people give him credit for. I'm still going to go the under because I think they're going to try to get the run game a little bit more involved. So slightly under.
This will be a very hypocritical pick because I've said all along that Detroit secondary scares me, but I think they're going to try to get Chris McCaffrey some running yardage. And with that in mind, I think they're going to, I think under 274 and the 49ers are in good shape. And so I'm going to stick with them. I'm going to put Mark on an island for this one.
All right. Sounds good. Last pick and the tiebreaker, and Dave, Mr. Tiebreaker, is in the leadoff position. Speaking of Christian McCaffrey, the last pick is McCaffrey's total rushing yards in this game, over or under 86.5. And the tiebreaker is the total points in both games combined.
Christian McCaffrey's rushing total here is nearly 20 yards or more than Detroit has given to any player this year. So give me the under on his rushing yards. And for the tiebreaker, 103 points.
All right, Spencer.
I just said I think they're going to try to get the run game going a little bit more. I'm not sure how much success they're going to have, the 49ers in particular. I'm going to take a chance on the over, though. So give me the over with Christian McCaffrey. And for total points, I wrote down 92. So I'm going to go with 92.
All right, Scott.
I gave my pick away a little bit earlier on when I talked about Brock Purdy. I think McCaffrey's going to have a big day, and I think he's going to be perhaps a difference in this one. So I'm going to go over. I'm going to go over the 86.5, and I wrote down 94, so I'm going to stick with 94 on that.
I'm going to guess that McCaffrey has as many yards out of the backfield receiving as he does rushing the ball. He's a dual threat weapon in that regard, and I think I'm going to go ahead and go under on this one. And total points, okay, Mr. Tiebreaker, I'm going to go 104.
Dave went a little bit higher than I thought he was going to. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. So there you go. The picks are in for the week, and we need four contestants right now. Jaden has tagged in Ben. So, Jaden is back. So, Jaden and Ben are going to take your phone calls at 319-366-1600. If you have been a contestant over the past 4 weeks, please do not call in, otherwise you're eligible. And hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and if your picker has the best week, you will get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway in First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right next to the Home Depot. Dave, as always, have a great weekend. Appreciate you, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And we got Spencer on Sports coming your way next, 4 until 6.
Yep. Got a full preview of the college basketball weekend ahead. We'll preview, of course, the NFC Championship games. Take a look at what's coming up tonight. We got the menu, and we'll talk a little bit more. Mark, I heard your mini collector's corner, so we'll talk a little bit more about that and try to put some context on that, what that means for cards and for women's basketball. So,
all right, I'm looking forward to that.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to that. That'll be coming up, Spencer on Sports, from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock right here on 1600 ESPN. And Mark, we will talk on Monday at 3 o'clock, and a lot to get to and discuss. We'll have a Super Bowl to preview. We'll look back at those games. Iowa, Michigan, Iowa State, Kansas. You and I and Drake are going to get together on Saturday evening as well. So a lot to cover as far as the sports world, and we'll do it on Monday.
Sounds great. And I guarantee you Spencer's Collector's Corner spot would be a whole lot more accurate and interesting than mine.
You did fine.
All right. We will talk to everyone on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along.